أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لأهله والصلاة على أهلها والسلام على من اتبع الهدى. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Ali Abdul Rashid and I am from the House of Ilmiya Imam Ali Seminary in Sanford, Florida. While the tragic events of the day of Ashura is still fresh in our minds, I would like to once again bring into focus the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Undoubtedly, we have heard repeatedly that when the Imam left the holy city of Mecca in order to journey toward Iraq, he only left Mecca for one purpose, and that one purpose was to facilitate the reform in the Ummah, or in the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the nation of his father, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. The key method of reform that he mentioned was to enjoin the good and to forbid the evil. Amr bil Maruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. Imam Hussein himself alayhi salam, he said, Al-Hayatu hiya aqidatu wal jihad. Life is faith and struggle. As we are all well aware, one of the key components of our faith, the faith of Islam, is the belief in enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Through such important acts, we fulfill our obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we also provide a much-needed service toward mankind. Those of us, particularly those of us in America, we should be able to see the immense need for enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Everywhere we look, we see an awful spiritual depravity and lack of faith. We cannot remain blind to the needs of the people around us while we feel content that we are Muslims who are discharging our duty of prayer and fasting. We can never consider ourselves to be good Muslims while ignoring the plight of others around us in our society. Our faith itself should drive us to serve others in our society as a whole. That brings us to the second part of the Imam's statement. He said, life is faith and struggle. Struggle or jihad is the logical result for people who have faith. Previous nations have been destroyed due to the failure of those nations to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. And we will suffer the same result of those previous nations when we fail to pray, when we fail to fast, and when we fail to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. So brothers and sisters, I say then this is our struggle. Where can we find more need for this divine struggle of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil than we can find in the Western societies? I encourage all who hear this message, be you male or female, young or old, that you should do whatever you can to assist the people in America in particular and the people in other societies in general. Do whatever you can to make an important difference in the lives of others, be they Muslim or non-Muslim. No matter whatever you do, be big or small, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you immensely. To that end, I pray for all of you and for your families, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you tawfiq and increase your faith in this new coming year, and improve your practice and increase your devotion to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his Ahlul Bayt bihaqi Muhammadin wa alihi tayyibina tahirin. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.